I had a good therapy sessions this week. And if I have something that's really, really good that stands out that I know could benefit a lot of ladies, a lot of you young women, and hell, it doesn't matter your age, then I'm going to share it with you, okay? Now, this is coming through trauma therapy. I've been under trauma therapy, referred from psychology care, once I started palliative care. So we kind of switched things up. I've been under for a while now. And it was just due, there's no further surgical options or things after oncology treatments, experimental treatments. We maxed everything out. Treatments didn't work. Going through a lot too with a fraudulent marriage. I had signs, but I never been in a marriage that was a fraud before, and not knowing the person in the end, and realizing that nothing was real. It was just, I'm going to say it again, as domestic violence attorney said, it was a charmer effect. You were under their fog, you know, whatever thing they thought you wanted. And they were they were quiet because they were observing. They were prying. It's like a predator, you know, just keeping track of everything, watching everybody, seeing how everybody else, people closest to you, how are they treating you? How are they talking to you? It's kind of like you're giving them a green light. Okay. They don't care. I'm not going to care. Oh, okay. I can take advantage of this person because they're not going to do anything to stop me. Well, these two people aren't going to do anything to stop me. They're not? Okay, I'm going to really do some domestic stuff. I'm going to really cause some serious, crazy stuff. Coming from a therapist's point of view. And that's what happens. You're in situations like, you know, I had been in. And today kind of had to switch things up. And a friend of mine, going to meet with an attorney yesterday. You know, they're going to protect me, as they said. I'm going to protect you because this stuff going on is crazy, Kim. And you don't have to live with crazy. I understand we need to get the rest of the house together. We need to sell this house, okay? We're stuck between a claim, a rock, and a hard place, okay? But then we're having to deal with this person. You can ignore, evade, avoid all you want. But the crazy stuff still continues. And it got really crazy today. I had to literally contact the attorney, contact the FBI, and literally finally just let everything hit and cut loose. This live Morgan, who I didn't know who it was. I mean, this is embarrassing too. It's humiliating. It's embarrassing. I'm damn smarter and wiser enough to not get involved with some crazy Never Neverland fictional character stuff. I don't know what else to call it, but this stuff going on is absolutely past the point of mentally crazy. I was dealing with my health. I thought I knew the person. I clearly don't know nothing about them. I lock everything up. I continue locking everything up. I have cameras everywhere. Do I trust the person? No. Am I comfortable around the person? Oh, hell no. So I'll do what I have to do to make myself comfortable. And the thing is the therapist said, there's a lot of women that are stuck in very volatile marriages, relationships, living situations where they have to do things because they're fending on their own and they got to do things to get the hell away. It can put you in a really, really bad situation. And sometimes it can be very, very scary. And you have to protect yourself. And you have to do what you got to do. You know, and I'm going to share along the wisdom and stuff, you know. Because this is the truth. Now, literally, it's the same old song and dance. It's called spousal maintenance, spousal support. Depends on different states. When you have a legal separation, it's a legal binding contract. Some of them have expirations and some of them don't. They're treated the same as a divorce, period. Okay, once you sign a notarized witness that I have, you basically, you're held to it, period. You fault, default, contempt of any of it. You have to answer eventually, and you have to answer for every single consequence, okay? But when you have somebody who's clearly past the point of no return, I'm just going to say, I don't know how else to say it, and continues a game that can get people's private information compromised. I'm just going to say, it's the truth. And buddying with somebody who's a con artist and a scam, and they know it and they go back to it, or they never stopped. Anybody, depending on their title, can monitor your lines. They can monitor all your accounts. They can do whatever they want. They just need your social security. I'm gonna say this again. I can't say it enough. Can't stress it enough. There's those and entities and titles, okay, whether state, federal, FBI, that have an advantage, upper hand, more than any attorney ever could. And a good attorney will tell you, is they trump them, okay? When there's things going on that aren't right, not normal, they can present a problem, it can be scary, it can be in a dangerous situation, and you ladies are still trapped. You don't know how to get the hell out. You're asking for the help. Listen, I need to get the hell out. People know what you're dealing with, and they're not helping. And then you have people sitting there, I don't understand. Wait, you don't understand? You don't understand why some women have to stay in domestic situations? Is because when they ask for help, you're not helping them. And what's really disturbing is women and ladies who know other women and ladies that are in situations that are volatile, and you're not helping them. But so don't complain that they're stuck in situations till the bitter end. Okay? Don't complain. I don't want to hear it. You know? I've been that person and say, listen, you know, I need help. Get the hell away from this person. And it fell on deaf ears. I had to do what I had to do. I'm lucky that I met people, like a friend of mine, who took the reins. I was like, listen, I'm going to protect you. These people aren't. I am. You know, I need to sit down with your attorney. I'm getting you another attorney. And I'm going to pay for the attorney. I'm going to pay for all of them because I don't want to see anything happen to you. This is getting crazy, Kim. And you don't have to deal with crazy. I understand the situation. I understand where we're at. I understand we're under a claim with the insurance, and then we're paying personal, and then we're paying claim, and we have to get the claim resolved. And you have a realtor, and then them talking to a real estate attorney and saying, listen, really, in reality, you need to get the claim finalized first because we're selling this house. Or then we end up in legal problems because then we have a claim, and then we get insurance issues, and we just need to get the rest of the stuff finished. But when you're dealing with somebody who is not right, and they know what they're doing, and they know what they're doing, and they're playing a game of Russian roulette with your private information and your life and stuff, it can be downright scary. And today got crazy. I'm not scared of anything or anyone. I went through radiation. I was underneath that machine. It was multiple doses at once, and that was scary as hell. I shook the entire time underneath that machine. It hurt like hell. Each dose burned like hell. It was like taking a match to your skin. I knew something wasn't right because I felt it multiple times. If there were one dose of radiation, I surely felt it once, but I was going through fast track. So I was getting 6 to 7. 7 was the max doses of radiation per treatment. That's what fast track means. There's nothing scarier than that. I wanted to jump the hell off of that machine, but the machine was so on my face, on me, that it's like, there's no way I could have even crawled off the table. You know? You wonder why a lot of people don't talk about their experiences with radiation. It's something I'm telling you. You don't forget it the rest of your life. You don't forget it. That's why support should be there. Your family should be there. Your loved ones should be there. They should be there rooting you on. They should be there for support. It's bad enough what you have to go through, and they don't have that support. You don't forget it. It stays like a tattoo on your brain. You make peace because it's not your fault. You can't control people. But you never forget that journey. And then you're dealing with crazy. Liv Morgan has put on social media many times over the past couple of years. There was a gentleman who almost lost his house. There's groups of racketeering and con artists. One particular in California, it is a group of 5 people live in this house. Okay, how do I know? Because they were taking spousal maintenance, which is marital money that Eric agreed upon, that's supposed to be paying to me so much a month. He's not even come close, not even close once. Okay, he's going to be held accountable. He's got to pay that back. It'll be addressed in court. It will be addressed in court. I'm going to say it again. It will be addressed in court. And he's going to have no choice but to pay that stuff, period. Okay, but until then, you're stuck and locked in a situation. And why I have not had that final cut tie exit is because now we have a claim on the house. Now trying to get the stuff together. Had end up with, I'm so smart with scamming that ended up with a roofing company that wasn't a roofing company that was literally asking for cash. I felt uncomfortable, called an insurance company, and I knew there was something up. I've been through a scam before. And then I'm dealing with somebody giving a strange person posing as Liv Morgan, Liv Morgan, whoever the hell she is. I don't watch wrestling. I'm an adult. And all of a sudden, marital funds and that are being given. They're being wired. They're being cash out. They're being whatever way to hide from attorney or anyone, which you can't hide. You can't hide from federal and state. They got your social security number. They got your tag number. They know whose car's driving what. They ask questions that are strange, but there's reasons for his attorney. They ask you questions. This is the truth, so help me God. This isn't a joke, folks. I'll pass along the good wisdom because this stuff happens. It's real. I don't want to be involved in this drama anymore. I'm tired of it. I don't think it's worth waiting to get all this stuff fixed in the house. I want to sell the house and I want to get the hell away. Period. I want to take me and my 4 kids and get the hell away. This is going to require me, and I've made a decision today per friend that it is better and safe for me to move down south to get the hell away. Period. That's the truth. But the process is, as a real estate attorney, is you have to resolve this claim, you know? I understand the situation. We're in a volatile state. We got security cameras. You have things locked up. When you're under palliative care, you know, people don't understand is those hospital doctors are responsible for every single medicine, no matter if it's helping you to sleep. They're responsible for every single medicine, every single pill, and so are you as a patient. When they ask you point blank in a questionnaire before every single visit, do you or are you fear or do you live or do you around somebody that you think or could possibly be taking your medication? Yes, 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 and yes. I lock it up. As I was told, a hospital specialist, you lock it up, you lock everything up, you lock it up. And I have. I got into the point now, I take a picture here, I put a piece of blue tape and I told him, and I literally count every day all my medicine. Once one pill disappears, then you need to call the cops, you need to call the county, okay? Because the DEA and all them control what these doctors, and depending on how strict each state is, and my state I live in is very, very strict, they keep track and control every single prescription down to every single pill. You're responsible, and so is your hospital specialist, palliative care, hospice, either or, okay? Patients and doctors and nurses, you appreciate, respect what I'm saying, is we're all responsible. You're around somebody, their behavior is erratic, it's downright scary, it's up and down like a yo-yo. They don't care if they go to prison. They don't care if they go to jail. They don't care. They're faulting everybody but themselves for their behavior. You know it's not you. It's nobody else's, okay? But now all of a sudden, they're back to the con artist. They never left. They're back to Live Morgan. They're back to the same game. And how did you find out? Because by chance, by fate. Because our loved ones, I believe, that aren't here physically, know when you're not being watched over and protected. And they're going to protect you. You think it's a joke? It's not. It's not. Too many things. Attorney wanting to know why Eric's not keeping up with spousal maintenance, which is basically what it is. Not spousal support, it's maintenance. It was agreed upon a legal separation, which is the same thing as a divorce. You either do a legal separation or divorce, okay? You get the last of the assets, which is the property, and you sell it, and whatever is owed, it's owed, and that's how it's going to be. You don't pay it, you go to jail in contempt. You decide, you know, when you go to court. The state I'm in doesn't play around, and neither does the county. It's not going to be prolonged. It's going to be one hearing. That's it. But finding out why all of a sudden, once again, don't have the money, don't have money, don't have money. All of a sudden, it makes no sense. And those watching, makes no sense. Bring it up to him. And it's, hey, listen, this makes sense. Who comes across the phone on the top? What chat box? Who's coming across the phone on the top? The same con artist posing as the wrestler, Liv Morgan, whoever she is. This lady, literally, this young woman, literally put posts out there for social, everybody to know, who are wrestling fans of WWE. I don't watch WWE. I didn't know who she was. I know, probably everybody laughed when I mentioned this many times ago on Cash App. Like, it's a wrestler, it's a wrestler. So somebody said, you know it's a wrestler? No, I don't watch wrestling. At my age, if I was a guy, I wouldn't watch wrestling either. I'll leave that to kids, you know? I'm an adult. You know, I understand people collect things. Marilyn Monroe, I used to. Okay, that's a whole different story. Okay, I'm not into that. I'm not into Fantasyland. Okay, I'm not Peter Pan. I don't want to be around Peter Pan. I don't want to be around Fantasyland because this stuff can get you in grave trouble. It can get all your private information hacked. It can leave a subject in open to get your bank accounts hacked, your personal information hacked, not just yourself, but any family members. A person involved with the con artist can get their own parents involved. It can get into a big, as FBI said, it's a big mess. What can you do about it? You report to the FBI. You work with your attorney, you report to the FBI. Anybody's going through this. I don't care if you're married, engaged, boyfriend, girlfriend. Somebody's doing this and they are literally know they're dealing with a con artist and they continue to do such. It makes you question who's a con artist, doesn't it? The person that you're around, that you thought you knew, you have no idea who they are, or the con artists themselves. Let the appropriate parties figure that out. Don't play detective. Okay, yes, I did the wrong thing and I literally lost my, you know, I literally made that phone call the first time around. I did it a second time around. I'm not gonna joke, I made that phone call today. I was like, listen, you were warned, okay? Now you're dealing with consequences. I hung up. I'm not fearful of the con artist, period. This group lives in California. They have many, 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 many long, long, long records of criminal records, of serious criminal records and charges, of running racketeers and cons. And they do this. But the thing is I don't understand what possesses someone to continue talking to them. You know what? On security camera, you know what their excuse was, point blank? Because they just want somebody to talk to. You're talking to a fugitive, a con artist, a prisoner. You're talking to someone who has been in prison more than anybody I've ever seen. And when you connect with somebody like that, other parties are going to believe that you're part of the racketeer. Because people can assume whatever they want. And now I'm not comfortable around you. So I need to get the hell away from you. Because I don't feel comfortable. I have loaded the house with security cameras. I had those on my phone that I need to talk to. I've done everything I can. I'll do what I got to do to protect myself. But I should have never been in this situation to start with. because those would be, I explained the situation that was going on, and four people know exactly what was going on. This has been going on for a while, and I asked for help. Okay? This is not comfortable. It's not safe. It's not okay. This individual is not Peter Pan. They literally, I believe, created the character with Walt Disney World. I don't know. Walt Disney, Peter Pan, excuse me. I don't know. This is not okay. But this person's doing it again. Today, it openly on their phone, it literally showed up. They're literally, he's once again talking. I don't think he ever stopped talking to the con artist. I was flagged that there's some strange behavior going on again. I'm just going to let you know, don't want to stress you out, but there's some strange behavior in here. It came to me, not by somebody telling me, literally sitting down, but literally came across the phone, on top of the phone, Live Morgan. Literally, it was like, I was so shocked and dumbfounded that someone would literally, that I start wondering, are you part of the con? Ladies, gentlemen, when you're involved, married, engaged, whatever, or you have a legal binding separation agreement, same as divorce, and someone is agreed to pay spousal maintenance, spousal support, and instead they're paying a group of con artists, you're entitled to do what you gotta do, okay? Fear no one, but fear itself, that's the truth. Let those that be handle it. But I'm gonna say this for all you women dealing with domestic issues, okay? Whether it's verbal, it's physical domestic violence, it's intimidation, it's menacing, it's control, it is. And there's financial abuse. And it's a person who is financially abusing your assets, whether they owe you money, whether it's a spousal agreement, spousal maintenance, it doesn't matter. Okay, spousal support. There's a thing called spousal abuse, and it's real. And it's handled real, real in court too. And by those that be, this is not a joke. But really, I really had the aha moment understanding is through therapy, is you got to understand there's so many women that are stuck in this situation and they can't get the hell away from the abuser. But then you have people that will belittle the person who's being abused, no matter what, it's physical or mental or verbal, okay, because abuse is abuse, and you have people making light of that. But then you have women who should be protecting other women that are allowing them to continue. Why does this happen? It's because for therapists, is there is a track record of those that are watching that are also either A, dealing with abuse themselves right now, B, went through abuse and had no help and feel like they can suffer like I did, or C, these young girls were raised in households where there was abuse going on, whether verbal, physical, mental abuse, or all three. And they have children, especially young girl or girls, and they raise them around a very volatile, domestic, violent, highly toxic, crazy environment. These women grow up, they don't know normal relationships, they are loyal to a fault. I had a friend of mine, Kevin, who said you're loyal to a fault and it's going to cause harm. You're loyal to a fault, it's going to get you one of these days. Hey, he was right. I'm sure he listens to podcasts still, He was right. You're right. And I got smart. That's what happens. And the pattern continues. And these young girl or girls grow up underneath the mother's figure, a parental role model, whether it's your birth parent, your adopted parent, foster mother, a mother, okay? And they dealt with the abuse. They were too afraid to tell someone. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to exit. They couldn't financially do it. They were sick, God heaven forbid, you're under disability of cancer, whatever situation. How the hell do you get out of it? Or they told other women, and the other women didn't take it seriously because they're not respecting other women, and they allowed them to sit there and suffer. And then they have a child, which is a girl or girls or multiple girls, or hell, if you have the Duggars. Look what happened to the Duggars family. Look what happened to the daughters. And that mother knew about it? How sick is that? That mother had no respect for herself. She had no respect for kids. She needed to never have kids, period. Well, look what happened now. Look at the brother, the pedophile. Sorry, the truth. See, it starts, as my therapist said, it starts with the parent, the role model. If they're going through abuse, domestic abuse in a household, and growing up a child, girl or girls or multiple girls, and the girls and little girls are watching this stuff, and they're watching, you know who they're watching? They're watching their mother to see their reaction and how they're handling it. Is this a mother hen, a mother bird that's going to wrap her wings around, excuse me, I'm passionate about this, wrap their wings around their girl or girls and protect the hell out of them, get the hell away from the crazy ass spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, or boyfriend, fiance, whatever the hell, okay? Or a parent, a dad, okay? And protect the kids or child. And when they don't, as I was talking about therapists, what do you think happens? is that young girl or young girls grow up and they get involved in relationships that aren't healthy. You know why? Because they never saw it growing up. They don't know how to get, they don't know a normal relationship at all. And then they get in abusive relationships because that's all they grew up in. They don't know a normal relationship. They didn't have a normal father role model. Because a man who acts like that has no respect towards women. He has no respect to their female daughter or daughters. Now all of a sudden they're picking relationships that aren't healthy. And they need therapy is what they need. And it started early as a young adult. So they can get the tools to get into, as I was told, healthy relationships. But a pattern continues, choosing the wrong man, the wrong man, the wrong man, the boy, the Peter Pan, whoever the hell, because they grew up in domestic violence. They grew up in abusive, abrasive households, and that's the truth. And you had a role model, a mother figure, a foster, a birth mother, adopted mother, who either had verbal, physical, or violent, some kind of abuse. And this girl or girls or whatever situation, therapist said, grew up in this stuff. Well, what do you expect? Their choices are going to be in men. They're going to be bad. And sometimes it could be deadly, because domestic violence can get deadly. Look at Patino. What is it? Gabrielle Patino. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank. Look at what she went through. I'm not saying her mother grew up or her stepmother grew up in domestic violence. I'm not saying that, but she didn't know how to speak up. She didn't know how to get help. She was manipulated by this crazy ass fiance boyfriend. And a master manipulator, a covert narc, which is, I believe he was, a covert narc, will go, okay, go ahead, tell the cops it was me. Go ahead, tell them. I dare you. You'll pay for it. She did. Okay? But people finally saw, they spoke up. And then she got in real trouble. She got killed. And he killed himself. He's a coward. The mother tried. Could she have protected her better? I'm not going to say my opinion. Okay? But I'm telling you from a therapist's point of view, and I want to pass this along to all you young ladies and women out there, because it's really podcast worthy, and I want you to know you're not alone. I want you also to know that there's plenty of domestic violence, there's plenty of hotlines to call, there's plenty of help to be had. Okay? I've shared many on the podcast to go back. Just Google anonymous hotline for domestic violence, okay? Contact your counties, contact your women's shelters, okay? Women's shelters are full, okay? Maybe not. Okay, contact someone. Whether it's a male friend or whoever, line up your support. You better line it up. Better contact an attorney. Don't have money for attorney. Attorneys will work with you. They'll work with what you can. An attorney who has a heart of gold is there to help women and help the situation. It isn't about their wallet or notoriety. It's about helping people. So people don't really get hurt. But ladies, I'm saying once again, we got to start respecting one another. Your asses better start respecting one another. You know, somebody's going through stuff. Don't just sit back. You sit back and you let that stuff happen. Then you do either A, you're going through domestic violence yourself or abuse or mental abuse. B, you grew up in it. Or C, you went through it yourself. You're out of it and you're like, well, nobody helped me. What kind of mentality is that? You have no respect for yourself and you're not having any respect for the women. Okay? Sorry you went through that. I'm going to say it for you for the people who never, ever got anybody to ever feel any compassion or kindness for the abuse they went through by the hands of a man, whether it's a mental, physical, or verbal abuse. I want to tell you point blank, and this is the truth, so help me God. I'm sorry you went through that. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I'm sorry you had to go through that abuse. I'm sorry you had to go through the mental abuse, the mental torture. I'm sorry you had to go through the manipulation. I'm sorry you had to go through the threats. I'm sorry people didn't take you serious, and I'm sorry people didn't listen. And I'm sorry you had to go through it that long. And I'm sorry it took a toll on you. I'm sorry maybe you don't trust men anymore. And I'm sorry that your kids had to go through it. And I'm sorry. This should never happen. Okay? I just hope this podcast reaches one lady or woman out there, no matter what your age, that's sitting in a situation and you haven't got the tools and you haven't got the support and help that I have, that I want you to know it's never too late. It's not the end of life, trust me. There ain't nobody worth your damn life, first of all, especially no damn man acting like that, acting like a damn fool. Okay, you need to reach out to that man's parents if they're still alive. You need to reach out to somebody in their family. You need to let people know what's going on. Okay, you need to get the therapy. You need to get the counseling. You need to get the support. You need to contact domestic violence attorneys. You need to get the help. Okay, because a man who abuses once is like a cheater. They're going to do it over and over and over again. Okay, when somebody's dealing with con artists in that, you don't know the person, all right? You don't wire house something, no matter what you have to do. You have to put cameras, whatever. I don't care. you know? Because you'll do what you have to do to protect yourself, all right? And you're in some crazy situation, and you're in the, you know, and you got this and that going on, and you got, and you're going through divorce or that, and you're still dealing with crazy, you know? And there's ways to protect yourself, even with the craziest of crazies. Trust me if I say the craziest of craziest are protect yourself. But I'm going to tell all you mother role models out there, I'm telling you point blank, you're dealing with domestic violence, verbal, physical, or mental abuse, and you have, even the boys, even if you have a boy or boys, you have girls or boys, you have one kid, I don't care if you have the Duggar's kids, okay? You are a mother. That is your job. When you decide to have kids, you need to take your wings and you need to protect them with every last breath. You do what you need to do to protect those kids. And you need to go get the help. And you need to start from the ground up. It's going to take time. But at the end of the day, at the end of the journey, when you free yourself, you're going to come out so much stronger. And you're going to be so much wiser. And trust me, the good man, damn good man, will come into your life. But you got to get rid of this person right now. You need to close that door. You walk away. You need to do what you got to do. And right now it's hard, as my therapist said, because people are stuck. Women are stuck in domestic situations, financially and stuff. You know, there are mothers out there who don't work. They relied on the man. They got married, engaged, whatever. There's people that gone through, you know, retirement. They have certain amount of money. There's people who go through medical stuff, you know. And all of a sudden, the abusive man starts manipulating, controlling, because they know, oh, you'll never get away from me. Now I'm going to control you. Oh, really? Think again. Think again. Don't let no man ever do that to you. You grew up in that? Okay, I understand you grew up in that. You didn't understand what a good relationship was, and I'm sorry you didn't. For all those women who chose bad relationships because you grew up in violence, whether it was physical, verbal, or mental, okay? I'm sorry. You didn't know any better. You didn't know a good relationship because the role model you had, your father, wasn't a good one. He didn't teach you how to find a respectful man. He taught you just the opposite. It's probably in your mind you thought you're never worthy of a good relationship or someone to really love you. And I'm sorry for that. If anybody hasn't told you, I'm sorry. No. Women, you got to start protecting women. You got to start respecting women. You start taking a stand, protecting and respecting one another. Don't go sitting back, acting like you didn't know what's going on. Don't go doing it, because you're disrespecting yourself and other women. That's not all right. That's not okay. But for you ladies going through domestic violence, I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave it here. As you're going through physical, verbal, mental abuse, I don't care. You got manipulation con artists. You got somebody literally that's giving away money and connecting with con artists, and they know and they're warned, and people continue doing that. All I'm going to say is they have to pay the Pied Piper. When you start doing things that are not okay and you continue doing it, you have to fall and respond to your own decisions and actions and responsibility. And I'm going to leave it at that. You do it yourself. As an attorney, domestic violence attorney said to me, some people will dig themselves and dig themselves and dig themselves, and we're going to stand back until they're done digging. They do it themselves. This is nobody's decisions or actions or nothing but the person, the perpetrator, who does it themselves. And nobody, no judge, nobody, no prosecutor, nobody's going to feel sorry for them. Period. Okay? You'll get out of it. It's hard. You're stressed. You know, I've been there, done that. All right? But you'll get and break into the strength within your soul, okay? And you'll do what you need to do. And the good Lord and your loved ones, and I believe the universe, will wrap their wings around you and protect you. And male friends will too. They truly love you and care about you. And you'll slowly be able to get out of that rut and out of that abuse and domestic and verbal and physical and mental and manipulation game and everything else and the financial abuse and everything else. And you'll realize freedom. Take a deep breath. You're going to eventually get there. Okay? But I just want those women and young ladies, and I don't care what your age is, to know that you're not alone. And I get it and I understand. All right? And I'm sorry that people didn't take you serious. And I'm sorry you don't have their protection. I'm sorry people aren't respecting what you're going through. Okay? But don't fault yourself. And don't fault yourself for the ignorance of people. Because this society is a crazy one. And what we lack is supporting one another. Amen.